Welcome back to another quarantine episode of the Toxic Vibes Podcast. I'm sitting here with my friends. Who are you, sir?
You know what it is, man. The do-rag daddy. The Don Dada. The Midwest mobster putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all y'all niggas. Bree, a.k.a. Toxic, man. Across from me, my man.
It's your man, Feng Shui. Everything in my life is good, baby. My car, my house, my kid. Everything good. Everything good except my fucking phone number. I would if I could, but it ain't because I can't. My man, across from me.
Waterfall, Rye. All right. Poppy Riviani, you feel me? And I'm here with my friends. What's up, y'all? How are you guys doing? This is episode 39.
What's up, man? How you doing,
bro? Yeah.
We here, new location, bro.
What's good?
Bro, it's nice. It's nice to be up north, man, over at the...
What's happening, man? You guys are on the North Pole of things?
North Pole. We over here over with you, man. So, you know, we had to take the drive out here. Kobe came. We back, man.
Cobes.
We podding, bro. I've been back working and shit, so that's been decent, bro.
Oh, nice.
You know,
okay.
I've been out here, bro, still, you know, grinding, working the 9 to 5, so it's nice, man. I'm out of this quarantine.
Still got a steady check coming.
Hey, all y'all on y'all little quarantine shit, I'm done with that. I'm too highbrow, bro. Y'all niggas are low class.
Ooh, okay.
Damn. Nah, but shout out to everybody still on quarantine. Because, like, that was rough. Like, the week and a half that I actually had to sit there like everybody else. Bro, it sucks. It really sucks. Yeah. It really sucks. But now that I'm back working, the most exciting part of my day is going to work. I can't wait till 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm really excited, bro. It's going to be a grand old time. Yeah. I'm going to sit there. We're going to cut the music on. I'm chilling in the kitchen. Yeah. We're just doing carryouts and
Works
shit.
Not work?
Bro, work is, bro. It's not work if you're doing what you love, bro. Yeah. You never work a day in your life if you're doing what you love. No, but bro, honestly, man, that is the most fun part of my day. I love going to work.
Nice.
It gives me something to do.
Oh, dude.
I know from the hours of 4 to 9 o'clock. That's 5 hours. I don't have to worry about what the fuck am I gonna watch next, cause I'm out of good shows. All the good ones are done. I'm thinking of rewatching The Wire.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Or I might retry The Sopranos. I tried The Sopranos. I couldn't do it.
I tried to watch three episodes
and I couldn't do it.
I tried to watch it, but nah, I haven't really.
Shit, man. But yeah, nothing, yeah. Man.
How about you, Cole? How's your week going, bro?
Man, my week been good, man.
How's your quarantine?
As y'all know, I took a 2-week hiatus, man. I had to figure myself out, get my shit together, man. And like, man, bro, I've been going to therapy, yo. I've been learning a lot about myself, man. You know, believe it or not, you know, I'm just getting a better understanding.
Look at growth.
The growth is real out here, yo.
Facts.
The growth is real, man.
We doing mental health in 2020?
It's more like mental health, man. You know, it's
that's the vibe.
It's all about getting rid of bad habits, man. You know, just becoming a better person, man. And I'm really fucking with it. I never thought, you know, I would be the one that enjoyed therapy so much. But it's all about the growth, yo.
My man.
So you think the best way to get rid of bad habits is hanging out with me?
I mean, you're like,
so you think that the smartest way?
You're like my real life imaginary friend. Like, I can't get rid of you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just gotta deal with you, yo. Like,
I don't even know what that means. I want to know what he told his therapist about me, because they're all lies.
That's like real friends, though. Just cut them off whenever.
But I remember in high school, one of my friends, this is probably going to be a really stupid story that no one else is going to care about. But I remember, like, we used to always chill at one of my boys' house or whatever. We used to chill in the basement. Like, make pizzas and shit. And, like, sometimes we would forget to bring up the fucking dishes because we're fucking teenage boys and shit. And instead of my boy bringing up the dishes, he told his stepmom that our other friend was stealing the plates. This is like, I don't know, man. Buddy's just stealing all of our plates. I don't know where all of them are at. Dude, you could have just walked the plates
stealing
up.
Stealing the plates.
But yeah, no, I was just like, that's just a weird lie to tell, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas be lying on their friends.
I'm not believing that someone's stealing plates. Like, bro. If you're falling for somebody stealing plates, bro, like, okay, yeah.
He was like, nah, man, he's just stealing the plates. He's like, all right, bro, whatever. Yeah. But no, what's up? What's up with your week, man?
Not anything too crazy, man. Just quarantining, just with my lady, just going day by day, you know? I'm still working.
Shout out to her. Shout out to the baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dog. Shout out to Lige.
Shout out to the crib, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. We opened up the crib today. Let the homies come through. And you know what I mean? Just can't kick it here and shit.
Hey, Lige, bro.
Got a little something for him later, but
what's up?
What's up, man? Thank you for letting us come through, man. How you feeling? Tell the people what's up.
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just chilling, bro. Been quarantining. You know me, man. Keeping it smooth, you know? I'm a player. Hey, how niggas doing, bro?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Chilling, bro. You already know the vibes. What you been doing on your quarantine? Tell us a good story.
Yo, man, what I've been doing on my quarantine, bro. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. What else I've been doing? I've been drinking a lot, bro. I've been drinking so fucking much. God damn it. Hey, I could do that. I got my stimulus check. Did y'all, niggas?
Yeah. I got my stimulus check. I got my stimulus check and bugged the fuck out, man.
Yeah, man. That's how I'm feeling, man. I've been drunk ever since this quarantine shit started, bro. You know? And I'm loving it. I'm fucking loving it.
Hey, is Trump your favorite president of all time now?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Hands down.
Same. Ain't nobody ever did shit for me. Obama ain't give me shit, bro. That nigga gave me a rat.
And if I get the chance, bro, I'm going to vote for him again.
Bro, that nigga gave me a rack in cash, bro.
Yes, bro.
Hey, who else did anything for me?
Yes, bro. I got to take a shot to that, man.
Bro, real shit, man.
I fuck with you, G.
Bro, I'm telling you. I'm going to take a shot right now. Let's take a shot, boys.
Come on, man. Take a shot, man. I'm coming,
one
bro.
One time for Trump. Just for this.
One time. Hey, one time for Uncle Trump, man.
Hey, shout out 45, man. 45.
45.
Hey, no, y'all niggas are from... You from Chicago, bro, so y'all didn't have the 45. Bro, we had a channel called 45, and that was their jingle. Like, at the end of all their conversations, 45. It was the stupidest shit ever, bro. Bro. Oh, shit. Shout out to Trump, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, Ra. I'm telling you, man. Trump's the god, bro.
Hey, I'm not part of this conversation.
You're a hater, bro. Why is it that if you don't like somebody, you can't give them props even when they do something good? That nigga did the right thing. We can't give him his props for that.
Trump does deserve his flowers.
Hey, I can appreciate this stimulus check.
Thank you. There we go.
Hey, that's all I'm. Hey, look, man. If it gives me four more thousand. Oh God.
Hey, bro. I don't even got nothing else to say, man. I just the nigga gave me $1,000, bro. I'm on his team.
I fuck with it.
Anybody else want to give me any more money? I'm easily swayed. You give me $2,000, you got my vote. Fucking Joe Biden. But until then, I'm not hearing shit, bro. Nigga gave me $1,000, bro. You could beat him by $2, and then I'll jump on your bandwagon. But I'm easily purchased.
Yeah.
I'm not a man of principles at all. Fuck the principalities of things, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, what do you say, though? You think Trump's going to be president again?
Bro, that nigga's finna shut down the election. I don't even want to talk about politics and shit. I just want to joke around. But honestly, bro, it's not finna be an election this year. He's finna be like, ooh. He's trying to get everybody out right now. Like, oh, yeah, I tried to let you guys out early. And then as soon as the polls opened up, he's gonna be like, no, I told it's not safe, coronavirus.
Who said it was a hoax?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can't risk it. We'll wait. We'll put it off until we know it's 100%. Come on, bro. You know the vibes. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You're like, shit. Yeah. You won't ride this bitch till the wheels fall off, my nigga.
It's crazy that, like, he's, like, still trying to deny that he never said that it was a hoax.
Bro, You know what's stupid to me? Is that the fucking people on the news are sitting there talking about that shit. Like, that's the most important thing right now. Like, whether he said it or not, like, can we just, like, figure the shit out? And then after, y'all can shit on him? Like, true. Y'all are sitting here talking about bullshit that doesn't matter right now. That's not going to help nobody. That's not going to help nothing.
But, I mean...
Like, no, but like sitting here and be like, oh, I was right, I was wrong. Come on, bro. Cool. You can be right or wrong.
No, but I mean, but like being prepared and everything like that. If we would have knew ahead of time, we would have been prepared. Like, it would have saved so much, so many like motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The rumors are that all the countries knew beforehand, and just some people took it more seriously than others.
Yeah.
But man, I don't know. Yeah, you can't blame nobody for shit like this. This is not like. This is not a foreseeable thing. This is it's random. It's out of nowhere. It sucks. It's unfortunate. But shit, here we are, man. Anyway, what do y'all want to talk about, man? What do we care about this week?
What's going on?
We got a lot of music shit to talk about.
We do.
Unfortunately, I just want to say this shit off rip. I'm with the only niggas who haven't seen The Last Dance. So we can't talk about that. But, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna figure some shit out. We're gonna figure out The Last Dance docs. There will be breakdowns somewhere in this feed. Whether it's next week or whether we do a special episode for it, that shit will be taken care of. But let's get into music, man. We got a lot of music to talk about, bro.
Yes. Yes, we do. Where you wanna start? Who do we wanna talk about first?
Just real quick, we can give a quick shout out to Eminem for his he's 12 years sober. So shout out to that.
Fuck that. I don't shout that out. Fuck that shit, yo.
No.
I miss Slim Shady. When Slim Shady was around, he was the best rapper around. Now he's just drugs. Fucking Eminem. Like, nah, yo. I don't respect that at all. Go back to Slim Shady.
He does rap better on drugs. Do you also want Whitney Houston to get beat? Whitney Houston to get beat. Mary J. Blige should get beat. There's a few more people who I need toxic things to happen to so they can give us the music that we love. Sorry. It's not my fault.
I do miss old school Mary J. Blige. So
Mary J. Blige was getting her ass whooped.
Yeah.
She was cranking out hits.
This is true.
It's fucked up, but
I need JD to get another bitch pregnant on the side.
Pain give that can shit create, to Usher. You know, I need an amazing story.
I do miss toxic Usher. Fucking chicks on the side. Toxic. He was making hits.
Bro, good times, man. Good times, bro. What other toxic artists are good? All of them, bro.
All of them.
When people get clean, it kind of fucks them up, man. Like, I don't want to hear about your clean stories. Like, it's like you, like when you online and niggas like tweet about, ooh, I'm vegan now, or like I've been sober. Like, cool. Like, shout out to you. Like, I'm not mad at it, but like I don't want to hear about it. Keep that shit to yourself. I want to hear about the dumbass niggas who was fucking around at the bar last week. That's what I'm scrolling the timeline for. It's the same thing in music. I don't want to hear your positivity. Positive music is stupid.
Yeah.
It is, bro. What positive music do we like, bro? I mean, we're going to talk about the Division album right now. The Division album's toxic. It's about a breakup and a get back together.
Yeah.
That's toxic. And it's beautiful. I love it. I love every fucking second of it.
The Division album is so dope. And this
Let's
is like,
talk about it right now, man.
Yeah, now if we want to just get into it. I never really heard their shit before. But yo, listening to this, I was like, I didn't know whether like the main singer was a female, whether it was a male. But then like I realized it's, you know, they both in it, you know what I mean, doing their shit. Mm-hmm. It's so dope. Barefoot R&B
very,
vibe.
Very barefoot.
Oh my god, I'm listening to it and I'm like, yo, this every track. I'm
How
just letting it rock.
Barefoot not a genre of music yet.
I'm letting it rock and I'm just like, yo, this is so good. This is perfect right now. This is like perfect, like in the house. I want to have a vibe, chilling, and that's definitely it. It's perfect.
I listened to it for the first time yesterday. I've listened to it like 3 or 4 times since then.
Yeah,
yeah, like I was.
Yeah, no, I gave
bugging,
it. Like,
I've been bugging out.
I gave it one listen today because I was just playing it at the crib, and then like the yeah, even Lige asked me too. He was like, "Yo, who is this?"
Bro, that shit's crazy. That's a crazy album.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was decent though. I fucked with it.
This is dope. That, this is dope.
Yeah, it was some good shit.
Yeah, no lies. You right. That shit was crazy.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of crazy because, like, this, us right now, we do have a lot of good R&B, but we don't have, like, a lot of, like, R&B that, like, we're kind of growing with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Growing up, we had, like, R&B that we grew up with, and it was just, like, just decent. Even if it was, like, just, like, your parents playing it, you just grew up listening to it, you know, and that was just, I don't know, I just...
I know what you mean.
I feel like we don't have that those songs, you know, where we could just...
Yeah, we don't have the genre of R&B that you can play, like, for kids. Because all our R&B is just fucking music. Like, before, like, there's R&B where it's, like, shit, like, we chilling. Like, you can play Jill Scott, A Long Walk, you know what I'm saying? But that's more, like, neo-soul type of a deal. But, like, R&B is kind of just, like, a sexy genre, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. A lot of it's not... appropriate for kids, but it's not as yeah, blatant as yeah. as rap and shit like that. So
yeah, I guess like for this generation of us being so savage and getting straight to it, straight to the point,
yeah.
Fuck the love, we're just gonna fuck, you know what I mean? I think that's what it's missing. It's missing the love aspect. We had like the love songs, you know what I mean? Nobody's looking for a girlfriend in the R&B anymore. They're looking for, hey,
they're apology.
Come to the crib right now.
It's like, apology R&B. It's not an
apology
it's not a one night stand.
Yeah,
it's not a, well, yeah,
come through, get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a come through.
I'm
get
not
it.
Your
it's
man.
Not
it's
like
more
I'm
it's more booty call R&B.
Yeah,
I get
perfect. You. There you go. You summed it all up. Booty call R&B.
What was I saying?
Honestly, I feel like now, because I think it is fair to say that it's booty call R&B, but I think, like, if you compare, like, the R&B from, like, the 90s and 80s, like, bro, you cannot tell me if we Google classic R&B 80s and 90s songs, classics right off the bat. It's hard to find classics nowadays. It's just one ear and out the other. It's like, it's more like flavor of the month as music.
You can't have classics right away. You know what I'm saying? It takes time for it to become a classic. Like, there are certain moments where you're like, you know off rip. Like, when Watch the Throne came out, we all, no matter what, no matter how you feel, we was all like...
We talking about booty call music, though. You talk about pure...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, just in classics, like, everybody sat back and was like, this is one of them ones. So, like, this Division shit that just came out, it's not a classic because I just heard it yesterday. But this shit's tough. This shit's tough as fuck. No, Channel Orange is a classic. Channel Orange is probably the... it's not the last classic.
No.
But Channel Orange is a classic. You could probably throw what's the one House of Balloons that everybody loves?
I was gonna say Starboy.
Starboy.
Y'all wouldn't consider Starboy a classic?
I'm not as well versed in The Weeknd as y'all know.
I would say maybe House of Balloons before Starboy.
Fair enough.
I just know that I hear House of Balloons come up in conversation a lot more. I couldn't tell you both of their track lists right now off the top of my head. I don't know. But Bryson Tiller, Trap Soul. No.
Staple.
No.
That was a
it's
staple.
A staple, but not quite a classic.
It's a staple because that shit 20 hit. Okay, because
it's still, bro, everybody's biting off that shit still.
I wanna say this right now. I think 2016 is a staple in itself. 2016 for music was a staple year for like us. Yeah. Us, like for this generation, that was one of those years. Cause in 2016 there was crazy music that came 2016. So like that year is like, you know what I mean? You know, like in the 90s when they like, oh, 1994, that's when this dropped, or like, you know, 1995, that's when Pac died and this happened and then also this happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like yeah, no, for us this generation, 2016 was one of those years where it's like it's a staple for the culture.
This year nothing's happened. Are you talking about for the kids who are around in this time? 2016 is going to be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got you. My bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this Division shit, my bad. That's what I was trying to get back to you.
I don't know how we got sidebarred.
Hey, shit, man. That's what we do, man. That's what we do, bro. But this Division album, bro, from start to bottom, it starts with No Good. And as soon as No Good comes on, I was like, that's a, I'm no good at love. I'm toxic and women don't love me because I'm no good. Maybe I should give up on my love.
You know what I like too? I fuck with the art cover too.
Oh, the art's fire. The cover art.
Yeah. The cover art was decent. Yeah, like, that's, and I was like, oh, this is cool to look at. You know what I mean?
No Good's fire. Friends with Party Next Door, good song.
Yeah. I was just letting it rock, bro. I didn't even look at the track, so I couldn't even tell you the...
I got you. Next song that I'm going to stop on, you're going to know. Next is 3, Still Pray For You. 4, Courtside, Jesse Reyes. Mm-hmm. No. That one, bro, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because when you just listen to albums straight through, because I always try to, first time, I'll listen straight through.
Of course.
Every now and then there's a song where it's like, wait, what's this
it's
one?
It's worth repeating. I get you.
What song is this real quick? Yeah. Add this to a playlist.
I get you.
What I'm saying?
I get you. I've been there.
This would fit in there. So I added this to a playlist. Courtside with Jesse Reyes. Fire. Yeah. Fire.
She got a really distinctive, like,
Very voice. Distinctive. And shit, we got a Jesse Reyes and Drake song to talk about later, but we'll get there. But, crazy, bro. Courtside. I love Courtside, man. Y'all are haters. Miss Me's after that. No Crying, the Future song. You don't remember the Future song?
Yeah.
Fire. The Future song's crazy. He's got a lot of shit on here, bro. Greedy's great. Again is great.
Yeah. Just to say the least, if you're not listening to shit right now, yo, go check out the new Division album.
Fucking crazy.
Go listen to it.
Check it out.
Go check it out.
If
you and your mans or you and your girl are kind of want some little spark, you know what I mean? Just throw that on,
it's
bro.
A great
it just album. Just vibe to it. Yeah,
it's a great album.
Just fucking.
If you have a quarantine bae, this is a good album.
Or if you guys haven't found that album yet, if you're looking for music to where you guys can vibe on that level too, Division album, go check it out.
It's great, man.
Definitely hit you with those. Good, man. Yes.
What other music came out this week?
I'm not really sure. The Baby album. The Baby album came out this week.
Did you hear the Baby album?
Yes, that shit is dope.
All right, I need an in-depth breakdown. Come on, go.
Yeah, talk about it. I haven't listened to it, so go ahead.
It's fire. I'm not gonna lie.
My man's, take it away.
He purposely switched up the flow because a lot of the Hayden fans say
switched
that.
Switched up too much.
He
switched it too much.
Yeah, a lot of his Hayden fans says that, if you heard one Baby song, you heard them all. So he like made a purpose to switch the flow.
He listened to everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something different.
I respect that.
It's definitely something different.
Yeah, I fuck with it. It's different, man.
I fuck with, the first 4 songs. Like, every song on there is decent, but obviously he's constantly switching the flow. So, obviously, I fuck with some flows better than others. But my favorite is
the whole album?
Tracks. Yeah, I heard the whole album. Like, the Baby, one of my top rappers, him and Travis Scott. So
no, okay. So since it's came out, when did it come out?
It came out last Friday.
Friday.
So a couple of days ago.
Okay. So how many times have you listened to the
whole album?
Fridays.
I listened to the whole album at least 8 times. Now.
Yeah. Okay. Got you. Okay. So in the album, how many different flows did you catch?
Fuck, he adopts at least I would say it's 12 songs total, if I'm not mistaken. He adopts 8 different flows.
What?
Yeah. Just to prove a point.
I gotta hear it now.
Yeah, it's decent.
I gotta listen to it. I like the Baby. I'm a fan. And,
I still think his first album is his best album, so I still think he has yet to top that. Because on his first album, it was nothing but fire tracks. I think he needs to stray away from all the features. And because he could clearly flow, so I think he should just showcase his flow.
Is there a lot of features on this?
It's a fair amount. It's a fair amount of features.
Okay. Would you say maybe 6 out of the 12?
Yeah, but I like this album. I definitely like this album better than the Kirk album. So yeah.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, it's, And Kirk was pretty decent.
Well, that's the baby album, and he has, like, you know, that's the baby sound. That's it. What's what he wanted to do.
Me personally, okay. I don't mind his flow. I never had a big issue with it.
I never either.
Because I could get whatever he was talking about. I could relate to.
That's the baby. That's his thing. You know what I mean? Like Party Next Door. Party Next Door makes Party Next Door tracks. Mm-hmm. That's Party Next Door.
I love the baby because you can understand him. Mm-hmm. You understand everything he's saying. It's perfectly clear. He's not these mobile rapping ass niggas, bro. He has the flow, but the beats are banging. So, it's cool.
Did you just say the beats are bad?
They're banging.
Oh, I was about to say his beats is ridiculous.
I thought you were gonna clown me for saying the beats are banging.
I was definitely ready. Like his beats is ridiculous.
How old are you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't mind his... I don't really mind his beats. They all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, they all groovy as hell.
But I think it's just... he has, like... He can just catch whatever... All the beats that he has that he does rap on, he catches the beat perfect. He got it. The right flow for it.
You know who he reminds me of, honestly?
What he does.
No. He reminds me of... He's like a new school Big Sean. Now, before y'all all raise y'all eyebrows, hear me out. You know, because remember when Big Sean...
Hey, I hope y'all... Man, bro, I'm really glad we don't have the camera right
I'm about
now,
to raise my
eyebrow. Because I was about to fucking shit on this nigga.
Hear me out. So, like, you know when Big Sean first hit the scene, right? Like, he always made solid albums, but he always came through on the feature. You know what I'm saying? Like, name me one feature that Big Sean sucked on. Like, I'll wait. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the baby's role right now. Like, he makes solid albums, but he really comes through on the feature. You know what I'm saying? I have yet to hear a bad the baby feature. You know? So, obviously, they don't rap the same.
If you can't do it, it can't be done.
Exactly. Obviously, they don't rap the same, but I think, like, he's taking that Big Sean role as far as, you know, on the cusp of hip-hop hierarchy right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Right, he's just on the cusp?
On the cuffs, I wouldn't give him his flowers just yet.
Wait, real shit, not to even fuck around because I was gonna joke on you for a second, but
yeah,
honestly,
what tier
is the baby in? And then I want to talk about division two.
I feel like
tier B.
Yeah,
tier A.
Second tier.
Yeah, so tier A is like all of, you know, pretty
Drake,
much like
it's Drake.
You got the Drakes, the Travis Scotts, pretty much. They Kendrick sells out crap, anywhere yeah. that don't even have to try. You know,
okay,
you got the Kendricks.
Okay, right now, I think he's an A. He just what? Came out like last year.
Maybe, I was going to say three.
I would definitely like, say he's rookie like, of the year, hands down,
yeah,
as far
so,
as rap.
Like, so he's still kind of popping. He just dropped the album. He's still kind of popping. And it's just he hasn't... With longevity, it's just like what's going to keep him there. He's in the A spot right now.
As far as right like now. Okay, so like as far but, as you know him as a performer, as a rapper, I label him more of a Big Sean. But as far as like his antics and as far as the internet, he's like a modern day Tekashi 6ix9ine. So I mean, I would put him in the B spot, but I mean, it's definitely debatable. I wouldn't mind if he's in the A spot either. I mean, he's definitely dope. Anybody that says he's whack, they don't know music. I'm not trying to hear it. Like, he is not whack at all.
Yeah.
I could see how you could perceive him as whack. He's not whack, but I could see how you could think that. Mm-hmm. I could see how the argument could be made.
I feel like people will like look for anything too, you know, when it comes to that. And I guess they can easily just go to the diversity, how he doesn't do a lot of the switch ups. But I guess with this new album and with him doing all the switch ups, like it's respect. That's a move. That's a move like yo, I'm listening to the fans and also I'm trying to show y'all like what I can do. You know what I mean? So he's not only it's a win-win for both parties.
He doesn't seem like a person who's like, oh, I'm gonna be a rapper. It seems like he fell into rap.
That's why I compare him a lot to Big Sean, because when Big Sean was popping, it was clear It was clear that Big Sean could rap. But also when you heard Big Sean rapping, he will also say some funny shit that'll make you stop and laugh. The baby does the same thing. It's clear he could rap, but he could definitely say some funny shit that like that's popping.
The difference is that Big Sean obviously had a passion for rap. Fact. Like you could tell that Big Sean was like growing up, he wanted to be a rapper. The baby kind of it seems like he was just growing up doing shit, and then one day he was like, you know what? Let me just try this rapping shit out.
Yeah.
You know
I disagree.
And he's not
also
nearly as talented He's not doing the things that Big Sean's doing with words.
But also,
in Big Sean, you can tell, has studied the game and is like a student of hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, so to speak, of course.
I mean? Like the baby, it seems like the baby. Sean.
Sean's like an intricate rapper.
Nah, to rap as good as the baby raps, like, it's clear, like, he's been a student of something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good rapper.
And
bro.
The baby, he's also done his homework, but just still, he has his style.
He's not better than Big Sean, bro.
I never said that. No, I said that they are similar Okay, so obviously when Big Sean came, he made a lane for himself. When the baby came, he obviously made a lane for himself. You know, Big Sean, he was one of the first people to incorporate, you know, that funny shit when it come to his raps. The baby, he says a lot of funny shit in his raps. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they rap the same. I'm just saying, as right now, the baby, he's kind of modern day.
You sound like a big baby right now.
I'm just saying, like, the baby, he's kind of sort of modern day Big Sean.
Honestly. I feel what your argument, and I know exactly what you're saying. But honestly, I think I would kind of compare him more to like an Eminem.
The baby?
Yes.
Okay, so explain. What are we doing?
No. Explain.
No. Okay. Yeah.
I want to hear his point. Let's not knock him off.
Okay. Because we're both.
No. I'm gonna knock him off, and then we can hear his point.
Go ahead. Knock me off. Like, knock me off. Be a pause.
Bro, what are we talking about? Right
now? No.
Okay. You're tripping, man.
No, because he's talking about he's not talking about the aspect of being the rapping. The rapping. You can't compare the rapping because that's way too far of range of different lanes. Like, we talking about like the funny aspect of like how funny DaBaby is in some of his videos.
Dude, he's like Black Lil Dicky. He's Hood Dicky.
No, because back
in Hood Dicky. He's more Hood Dicky.
Yeah, because you remember back in the day. I said Eminem because you remember back in the day, Eminem would make a lot of funny videos and he would do stupid
shit. What Eminem is that? Marshall? Is Marshall the
first? No, more Slim Shady. This is Slim Shady. Was
yeah,
hilarious.
This is Slim Shady. Slim Shady was the hilarious one. You know what I mean? Dressing up.
The hilarious.
He put makeup on and just like wigs. He just like just do all kinds of shit and it'd be funny. You know what I mean? Otherwise, like when we talk about DaBaby, how he does his like funny shit. That's what I'm talking about. How I can see them being apart, like together.
Okay.
I get you. I think you went a tad bit left field with it though. But I get you though. I definitely understand.
But rapping, no, completely two different rappers, not rapping the same. Just
right. I think that's more what Breon was more hooked onto that. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
No, I was comparing the rapping.
Exactly. The rapping. Like, obviously, him and Big Sean don't rap the same. Exactly. That's clear. Comparing
rapping.
You know,
we're talking about rappers. I'm not comparing.
I'm just saying as far as
the fuck are we talking about?
I'm just talking as far as hip hop placeholding. I would say DaBaby's more modern day Big Sean because he incorporates jokes in his rapping.
Lil Dicky incorporates jokes in his rapping.
But he's not nowhere near as serious. Like DaBaby can say some funny shit and still say, I'll kill you.
Because he makes dick jokes doesn't mean he's serious? What if he's serious at his dick's
level? Lil Dicky is more of a parody rapper. Granted, when he gets in his bag, he could drop some bars. I got a lot of respect for Lil Dicky.
So, DaBaby, he's a parody, but then when he gets
serious, he's not a parody rapper. He's serious. Bro. He's not a parody.
All right, man. This nigga made a song with fucking Lil Yachty dressed as Oprah.
But that was Lil Yachty's song. That wasn't DaBaby's song.
Drake is a parody too, bro. Do we want to get into Drake, bro?
Yo, we could talk about those rappers that can get into their parody, bro.
Bro, exactly, bro. Fucking Tussie Slide ass nigga, bro.
I was not feeling the Tussie Slide.
You weren't at home doing the Tussie Slide?
It was okay, but like it was like, you know, when I opened my phone, I'm looking to play the Tussie Slide.
You weren't TikToking?
No.
That shit is not okay. That shit is gay as hell.
Shout out to all of our gay listeners. This is a good time to shout out to YouTube after he slandered the gays. Hey, shout out to our YouTube. Shout out to our SoundCloud. Like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, man. Y'all don't understand how much that impact means to us. Honestly, man, like real shit. All those comments, we see them shit. We'll respond to them. We'll take shots back at you if you start shooting shots at us, bro. You know what it is, man. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe to YouTube. All those links are going to be in the comments below or in the description below, my bad, bro. Subscribe to that shit. Subscribe to our channel, bro. Tell people about it. It's the quarantine. Y'all niggas ain't doing shit anyway. Y'all might as well check us out. Show us some love, bro. Hey, niggas act like it costs money to pay homage, bro. It don't cost no money to pay respect.
Yeah, it don't cost money to show no love.
Bro, real shit, bro. Niggas think they gotta come out of pocket.
Yeah. But also, now that we're still talking about music, did you guys see the live battles? You guys been tuning into them?
Have you?
I checked them out.
Nah, yeah. I'll be checking that out.
Bro,
this what? One, okay.
Bro, y'all niggas don't do anything. No. I was like, oh. And now y'all niggas got I don't know about these live
the
battles.
Last one
school me in. Ooh. Okay. Fill me in on what happened.
So this one is still kind of, this one was kind of old. I like
wait,
I
so
just
I think
in.
I just followed the page. It's the verses.
I've like, been checking in the Tory Lanez Instagram live radio.
Yeah, that quarantine pretty, radio.
Yeah, quarantine radio. That's just dope.
Did you guys see? I mean, this one's kind of old, but did you guys see the Lil Jon and T-Pain one?
No.
Oh, Lil Jon smoked T-Pain.
Nah.
No, T-Pain.
Bro, this was like a close one. This was a real close one.
T-Pain has hits on top of hits.
And it's like 2.5 hours long, and I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing.
That shit was dope.
It was dope.
Where do y'all watch it?
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Yeah, so I was watching it, bro. And, bro, they're going back and forth. They're going back and forth. There was a couple times where I think T-Pain might have won just a little bit. But they were both just like playing hits.
Did you count round for round? Or you're just like overall?
No, they did 20. No.
Yeah, but did you go?
Did I go round for round?
You go point here, point there.
Okay, I was at first, but then
I don't want to hear it.
After a while, I was just walking around and then kind of just tuning
nah,
in.
Nah, you got to give them points, bro.
Nah, it was
you
good.
I
ain't gonna lie, bro. I went song for song, bro. Like every song, my Lil Jon played. I'm like, oh, okay,
And T-Pain was the same way.
When T-Pain came right back, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, T-Pain got hits, bro.
It was crazy because like and they both were super respectful to each other. Like they were both like just like cool as fuck. And they were like, yo, we doing it, man. All we got is hits. We was those dudes. We got is
right,
hits.
Right,
Cause Lil Jon was like, we doing it like that?
Can we shout out Lil Jon and T-Pain, man? Give them their flowers.
Yeah, bro. We want to shout both of them. You know,
they held down their era, man.
I've said on this podcast for what, 3 years now, that T-Pain, Chief Keef, and Soulja Boy, every rapper who's come out since them owes one of them three a check, if not two out of the three. Everybody is biting off of one of the three of their styles. T-Pain, yeah. Chief Keef, and Soulja Boy. They fathered this whole, everybody who's coming out now, they fathered all that shit.
I agree.
And bro, it was so good. It was such a dope ass battle. So if you have time, you want to check it out. It is long, so I mean, if you got some like if you're at work, it's definitely something dope to listen to.
Oh, yeah, not for a play that shit at work.
It's fire, and it's hits, bro. I was up real early one morning, and I started watching it in bed. You know, and me and my baby, we was in bed, just kind of dancing to
you
it
and your
kind of
rocking princess.
To it. Yeah, it was funny, man. It was a fun time. We were both like, damn, I remember when that shit dropped. So, if you want a nostalgic battle and just. Yeah, because that's definitely our time. That was our era. We grew up around that time, so we was definitely heavy with that. And those was times where there was juking parties, when they was playing those kind of songs, like at the dances.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Bus. Well, when you check it out, you'll know what I mean. next topic. What do you guys
I don't know anything about any juking parties, bro. I'm a virgin.
You weren't outside then?
I wasn't outside when that shit was going on. Nah, but bro, another album I wanted to highlight that I thought was really, really dope this week. Hey, you know I'm in the Griselda family, bruh. Y'all know I'm Griselda family, bruh. Hey,
Griselda.
Yeah, did you hear the West Side Gun album?
Yes.
No.
Oh my god. Hey, that West Side Gun album. And West Side's my least favorite out of all the Griselda.
I love West Side.
What? I hate his voice.
That's how I
hate his voice.
I love his voice.
Bro, Benny's. Hey, yo.
Pause. Hey, I don't want to say it. I love his voice.
I ain't got some Nick Millies. And niggas ain't granny shit, really.
He got a good rapper voice.
Rappers with the cameras. And I don't give a fuck. I'm the blame one. I'm real Santana.
Fuck waterfall, I'm in his kitchen. Kobe here sitting there texting, I'm going to get him. Hit him with the splinter.
Bro, I hate that nigga, bro. That shit's so, his voice is so annoying, bro.
Not really with, like, his singing when he's like,
hey, yo.
I'm back in the bag.
Yeah. In the map right now.
Yeah, man. But very, I fucked with the album. Good ass album. Good ass hip hop. Griselda. West Side album. I fuck with West Side. I like West Side. I'm a fan of West Side. That's how I got into Griselda. It was because of West Side.
Benny.
So, yeah, man.
The Butch is coming, nigga.
I fucks with him.
Bro, whenever you hear the Butch is coming, nigga, you know, hey, you know this shit's finna go up. Benny's the one. Benny's their Beyonce. Benny's their Justin Timberlake.
They
Benny
all can get off. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but guess what? He's the one. I think that everybody knows that Benny's the one.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one.
Exactly.
But.
And then Conway, and then Westside.
So Westside's the weakest link?
Of course.
I don't think it's close. He's the one that gets pushed the most in the media. That's all I hear about is Westside Gunn.
But he can still rap his ass off, too, though.
He can still rap.
He can still fucking rap.
He can still rap, but.
And it's crazy because, like, he's, like, he's not even. He doesn't even, like, want to rap. He's rapping, he'll rap, but, like, his whole thing is, like, yo. I'm not trying to be a whole rapper.
Yeah, he
like,
was. Yeah, he was really their manager.
But
at first.
He's good at it, which is the crazy part.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what you tweaking for?
No, but what was I finna say, man? Like West Side is dope, but that's exactly what I was gonna say. Who's the best rapper out of fucking G Unit?
Lloyd Banks.
I would say Young Buck.
Okay. So who's second?
50. The best rapper out of the group was probably rapping. Young Buck.
And then after that, who do you have?
Young Buck.
I would probably have Lloyd Banks the second.
And then you said you had Lloyd Banks.
And then Tony Ayo.
And then 50's at the bottom.
Nah.
I'm not the best rapper. He's the most marketable. He's the fun guy.
I put 50 second. I put 50 second.
Nah, 50's third.
After Lloyd?
Lloyd, 50,
and then
Buck, Tony Yayo.
I have Lloyd first, Buck 50.
See, okay, so like if we talking about the most talented, it's clearly Lloyd. But if we listen to songs, a lot of the songs, Lloyd Banks didn't come through. A lot of the songs, Young Buck came through. But it was clear that the better lyricist was Lloyd Banks.
Yeah.
But he didn't come through on tracks, yo.
I would agree. I'm not mad at that.
So I would have to give it to Young Buck.
But if I just listen to a Lloyd Banks song,
right.
I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Yeah,
he's going crazy.
That's the thing, yeah.
But then when he's on the G-Unit song, it's like, it hits a little different.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's just, you had to know what each individual brought to the group.
It's been plenty of times, like, I'm thinking the song was over, and then Young Buck would come out of nowhere dropping bars. I'm just like, yo, he has the gift.
Only so many rappers can do that, though. Like, have, like, a song where you think it's over and continue it and make it, like, actually good, though.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, Young Buck got the gift.
Hey, Joe, low-key, we never talk about this in the culture. But there's a Kanye and Jay-Z song that's on Late Registration where they do that. They shouldn't have done that. They should have cut it before.
What's the song?
When he's like, oh shit, you thought we was finished? No, we don't. man, you know what I'm talking about. No, it's not.
Don't hit me with that. Wait, you thought we was finished?
You don't know what song I'm talking about?
Nah.
He's like, we ain't done.
Is that We Major? I believe it's
I gotta
We Major.
Hear it. I gotta hear it.
It might be We Major,
I think
bro.
It's We Major.
We're gonna go on a quick pause. Go get back to it. And we're back.
Yeah, after the longest pause we've ever taken in a podcast history.
What you guys think?
Hey, man. It was fire, bro. Fire, bro. Shout out to the vlog. If you want to see what we did on the break, watch the vlog, man. But, nah, man. But y'all see exactly what the fuck I was talking about, man. They could have cut that fucking song. It's Never Let Me Down. It's on Late Registration. It's not on Dropout.
I mean, but if it's Jay, hey, you might have to just let it keep going.
I mean, it's Jay. But yeah, College Dropout, Never Let Me Down, bro. They could have cut that song.
Late registration. Never let me down.
What did I just say?
You said college dropout.
You did.
Bro, it is college dropout. I have it right in front of me. It says college dropout. Never let me down. But, yeah. What else were we talking about, man? We started talking about the IG battles, and we didn't really get into it. Did y'all have anything more to say on that? Or?
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
Just go check it out. They're pretty good.
Check them out, man.
Yeah. Pretty entertaining. Good time. Pretty nostalgic battles.
Yes. Hey, if you need something to do. No, I got you guys. What else, man? I had some more shit that I kind of wanted to talk about. I know that you guys didn't see the Last Dance documentary.
No, I haven't peeped
it. I think we should talk about that in full. I think going episode by episode.
Ten episodes is going to be... That's a lot, bro.
Fair enough.
To do all at once. They did the first two episodes. They're doing 3 and 4 this Sunday coming up. So it would have been perfect, bro. Just do it in little blocks and shit like that. But we can do a big wrap-up at the end of it. But, I mean, we know what's coming, bro.
Fair enough.
Like, we're not of that age where we're like... There are new things, of course. There's shit that I didn't know, but like I know who Mike was, bro. Like I'm not so young that I'm sitting here like, oh my god, what? Michael Jordan won 6 championships and never lost in the finals. What? Never went to a game 7. Like, nah, bro. Like, Mike was that dude, bro. Facts. Mike's the GOAT. It's not even close.
Fact.
Mike is so great that. During the Last Dance documentary, they planned the first one, right? They released the fives, right? The Fire Reds. They sold out before that shit was even over, bro. In the first episode. Like, the first 30 minutes of the first episode. That's gone. The difference. That's the difference between him and LeBron, bro. LeBron is a great player, bro. But you will never have that impact off the court. No matter what, there's only... Michael Jordan's the reason these niggas are getting paid what they're getting paid right now. Like, if there was no Michael Jordan, y'all niggas wouldn't have y'all own shoes. They would laugh at y'all niggas if y'all tried to get y'all own shoes. Michael Jordan made that shit possible. But, I don't know,
that might
man.
Be true, yeah.
No, it's yeah. not no might about it. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, they were the only players to have shoes before, right? But they were just, they were stock Converse shoes. They just gave them colorways.
Oh, okay.
Jordan started the signature shoe shit. He started
his own
Jordan
silhouette.
Brand. Like, yeah, like that shit.
Silhouettes.
Yeah, like that shit's crazy. Nobody was doing that shit before, Jay.
Yeah. And there's not too many companies, like, besides Nike that can go, that can make a shoe that diverse.
Yeah.
With the
you can do
silhouettes.
Anything to Jordan, bro.
With the silhouettes.
The silhouettes.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like.
I just like the way you say silhouettes.
It's like throughout the years, like we all know what a Vans looks like. It just comes out with a different colorway, or you know, maybe a collab with somebody, and it's just added another bedazzle to that shoe. But it's the same shoe every time.
Yeah, exactly.
But Jordan came through.
But y'all niggas love Vans.
Created like 26.
But y'all little skater boys love y'all some Vans though.
Yeah.
But y'all all buying the same shoe over and over.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, we just
shout out to Supras, bro. I was on my Supra wave heavy in high school, bro.
Yeah, back in 09, that Supra wave was crazy.
Bro, I was cooking niggas on my Supras, bro.
Yeah, that's like when Osiris was kind of battling Supra for the high top.
Yeah. Fuck Osiris, them colorful ass shoes. The girls liked Osiris's, man. Them shits are trash.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to DGK, too.
Facts. I was rocking DGK.
DGK held me down, bro. I love boobies. Dirty Ghetto Kids, man. I love boobies, t-shirts, the wristband, all that shit. I was going crazy.
Yeah, right. The wristband.
I was going crazy.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. The iHeart boobie wristbands.
Mm-hmm. I love haters. I'm wearing a pair of DGK socks right now.
iHeart haters,
DGKs. Oh, shit, bro.
Look at you. Bro. Representing the culture.
Hey. Rapping for the hell of it, hella rich. Never have to sell a brick again. Once I tell a bitch again, the bullshit. I'm addressing check on most of them next level shit. I don't know what that had to do with DGK. Shout out to T.I. too, man. But shit, man. What the fuck do y'all niggas want to talk about, bro?
What were we just talking about? Shoes.
Yeah, we're talking about the Jordan selling out, and that's the difference. Like, the You can try to be as good as him on the court. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's an entirely different discussion. But the cultural impact that Jordan has had, it will never be matched, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, the conversation is literally Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan. If Ali would have had a t-shirt or like a brand of jeans, this shit would be crazy. But the problem is since he didn't tie himself to anything, which isn't his fault, bro. The times were different. So his legacy doesn't last as much as it should, bro. But as far as the greatest athletes of all time, bro, it's Ali and Michael Jordan. And I don't think there's much of a conversation for anybody else.
Yeah, that's...
Tom Brady sneaks his way in there now, and I can see how that could happen. But nobody's saying Babe Ruth is the greatest athlete of all time. It's just not a discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts.
But
with the impact that Jordan has, yeah, I don't think we're ever gonna see something like that again for like the next probably 10 years, 10 to 20 years.
Bro, man.
Because like what Jordan's brand did and is still doing, mm-hmm. for like many people that it's been doing for every single year.
Everybody,
all
fucks
the
with
hood
Jordan.
Motherfuckers, all the kids at schools who rocking Jordans, the nerds who might have like a certain pair that they like, but not like the biggest
exactly
basketball fan themselves, you know. Yeah.
Everybody knows Jordans.
Yeah. Everybody knows Jordan.
Jordan man. Brand. You Jordan, know Jordan no, everyone brand. Knows Jordan Brand. Yeah. Period. Whether you know sports or not, you know Jordan Brand. If you live in America. So like that's crazy, man. So I'm just excited to see the rest of this documentary. On Sunday, the Dennis Rodman part's coming out.
Yeah, I definitely gotta beat that.
So that's gonna be nuts. They're gonna do a lot of shit. It's gonna be the Dennis Rodman part and the Bad Boy Pistons part. So that'll be really, really dope. But I don't know. Oh shit, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about before we got out of here. I'm so happy I saw that on my list. My man has done it again, bro. Fucking Drake, man. All these Drake leaks. All these fucking Drake leaks, man. How many leaks has he missed on? Because you and Kobe were shitting on the fucking Chicago freestyle and the When to Say When freestyles.
No,
but have
it.
You heard them in totality? Have you heard the full songs? Because the full songs are crazy.
We never shitted on the songs, bro.
Y'all niggas shitted on them songs.
No, you, bro, the last time we did the podcast, you asked what was the better version. Me and Rob both went with the Chicago freestyle. That's not shit.
No. Y'all didn't both say Chicago. One of y'all said the other one.
I said Chicago because I fucked with the
Chicago. I know I said Chicago.
I like the Jay-Z shit. I like the
Nas Chicago song. No, the Chicago one's the 230
bill. I'm pretty sure he knows what the Chicago is.
No, but the other one's the Jay-Z sample, the song Cry Sample.
Yeah, that's the one that I like.
Yeah, that's When to Say When. That's not Chicago freestyle. Oh, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, my
right.
bad.
Right, how are we shitting on it? Explain.
Y'all didn't fuck with them. Y'all didn't fuck with them as heavy as I did, so y'all shitted on them.
I like the New York shit.
Yeah, exactly. You liked the New York one. That was the One to Say What.
Oh, my bad.
That's all good, bro. That's what it is, man. It's all Kobe's fault, bro. This fucking hater, bro.
Hey, when in doubt, blame it on Kobe.
Bro, this nigga's over here dick eating, bro. Oh, no, Ross Wright, Breon's wrong, man. Nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. Anyway. Yeah, y'all niggas shitted on them songs. And now, Drake has not missed with any of these fucking leaks. And the point that I wanted to get at, and you shitted on this song, too. You shitted on Zodiac Sign.
He had some bars, but overall song, I wasn't feeling it.
Hey, let's... All right, cool. I just had to write the time down. Just so in 2 weeks, when you decide that this shit's the most fire song that you've ever heard in your fucking life, I'm going to call you and be like, yeah, Kobe, remember when you said that shit? And be like, yeah, fuck you, bro. But, Drake and Jesse Reyes have a song called Zodiac Sign that's on SoundCloud. It's been out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it came out this week, but it's been out for a little while. But, I don't know, man. I've just been sitting with it this week, and, you know, it just has a special place in my heart.
Drake's done it again.
He's done it again, bro. Drizzy.
This is another... What was it? Girls Need Love. Just another female feature smoked.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that girls need love. Or girls need love too. Yeah, yeah, girls need love too. That's a fuck. That's one of them ones, bro. That's a record.
I still love that song.
That's a fire.
And, I can't even remember, but I want to say it's around the same time.
You me like you should.
I want to say it's around the same time as last year that joint came out. Yeah. Maybe around the same time as last year that joint dropped.
I don't know, man.
But, you know, only this time we can't enjoy it.
Trust me. Arch back, deep stroke, right wine, weed smoke.
Bro. Yeah, bro. The clubs right now and just, like, parties right now would be popping with, like, with the music that we have. Like,
saying that she just wants some good dick with no complications is fire, bro. Like, bro. Shout out to Drake, man. I don't really have anything else I want to talk about. Is there anything y'all want to get into?
Anything important?
I think we wrapped everything
up. Let me say real quick. I mean, I think that was everything, but I just want to...
Yeah, go ahead. Who else came out with music? I feel like we're missing it now. Westside, DaBaby, Division. I don't care. We picked up Jesse Reyes twice. Yeah, I'm kind of all set, bro.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that little joint that Playboi Carti dropped? You guys keep up with Playboi Carti? I really like Playboi Carti too. So I keep up with his stuff.
I'm not a Playboi Carti guy.
No. Oh, The Dream dropped. Sextape 4.
You listen to it?
I haven't listened to it, but I've seen a lot of people posting pictures of it and. Yeah. And with their song playing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. The screenshot.
Yeah, the screenshot of the track they're listening to. I've seen a lot of those. So, the
Dream album. I don't believe that, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, no, I've seen quite a few on Snap and on Instagram.
Bro, I hate when I get like a Snap and I'm like, this could possibly be a nude. And I'm like, I kind of want to open it. But I'm like, if this is a nude, then... It wouldn't be smart for me to open it.
Oh, yeah, and also, I want to shout out to the baby with his album that he dropped. He got 25 million streams in, like,
the first 30 minutes. Yeah, he, like, broke a record, yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to the baby for doing that. I know he's always in the news for doing something crazy or fighting somebody. So seeing something good from him is kind of nice.
I dig it.
Shout out to baby. Well, real quick before we get out of here, I just want to say shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to everybody who has anybody closely impacted with the coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. Shout out to all the people who are working in hospitals. Shout out to everybody, all the essential workers. Shout out to everybody on quarantine. Shout out to everybody, man. It's a tough time. We're all staying at home together, though. So, no, but real shit, though. We appreciate y'all spending this time with us, man. You know, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Nah, but thank you. We appreciate that shit. Like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend to tell a friend. The YouTube page is updated. You know what I'm saying? Our website's going to be in the link below. That's going to be up and running this week.
Make sure you go to the YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. You know, just whatever. Interact with us. If you want to say something, if you want to, or just point something out that you liked on the YouTube or something that you didn't like, something that we could do better.
If you have ideas of like shit you want us to do or shit like that, be like, ooh, you guys should do a dance off on the next episode. You know, like anything. Send it to us. We'll see it, man. We'll talk about it, man. We'll talk to y'all. We'll interact. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate everything that y'all niggas do, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You've tuned into another episode of the Toxic Vibes Podcast, my man.
Poppy Riviani, baby. And I'm here with my friends. Who are you, sir?
It is your boy, Feng Shui. Everything in my life is good. My car, my house, my daughter. Everything good except my phone number. I would if I could, but it ain't because I can't. Y'all have a good night.
You know what it is. Thank you for tuning in to the Toxic Vibes Podcast. The Bree, a.k.a. Toxic, putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all y'all niggas. Don't watch me, watch TV. Toxic Vibes Podcast. Bitch!